Joining me today in the 2MFM studios are the primary school captains of Alamanna College Liverpool campus. They're here to talk with me about a recent fundraiser that the school hosted. Firstly, I'd like to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, and it's wonderful to have you at the radio station today.
Ramadan Mubarak to you too.
To begin, if you can just introduce yourselves, so your full name and your role at the school at the moment.
My name is Samira Aid and I am the primary school captain.
My name is Hadid Sabara and I am the school captain of Al-Amanna College for this year.
My name is Omar Alwan and I am the school vice captain for boys.
My name is Avamra Wonders and I am the school vice captain for girls.
Now, last week on Tuesday, the 23rd of May, the school held a fundraiser. Can you tell us about the reason the school hosted this fundraiser?
The school hosted this fundraiser because 2MFM is our Muslim community radio. It teaches us our religion. It organised activities, for example, the Eid festival.
Well, the event was quite a success. I heard that the whole school managed, subhanAllah, to raise, I think it was about $1,050 in donations. So well done on that achievement. What were some of the things that you guys sold and bought at the fundraiser?
We sold several cakes, a spider jinx, and we also donated quite a lot of money. We also sold corn on the cob and many other sweets.
It sounds very delicious. Did you have fun participating in the events on the day?
Yes, I've had fun because I was helping the people and I got to help Lillahi Ta'ala and raising the money Lillahi Ta'ala for 2MFM.
I had fun on this day because this fundraiser was for the 2MFN and we helped them fundraise more money and I hope Lillahi Ta'ala.
That's a very good answer. Thank you so much. So you're all here today at 2MFM. Have you ever been to the radio station before today?
Yes, I have.
When did you come to the radio station?
I came when you guys first opened up here in Salama College.
So that was probably on our open day last year. And what did you think when you first walked into the radio station building?
I think that it was an amazing place. All the equipment was ready and it's our Muslim community radio.
Yes, I have been here, same as Samira, on open day. And it was great fun because they had a lot of activities to do. And the inside was very nice and calm.
And what would you guys say you love about the Muslim community radio?
I love how every day before we break our fast, there's a lesson about how to be a good Muslim and how he says the adhan in a very nice voice.
What do you love about the Muslim community radio?
The Muslim community radio has beautiful religion lessons and says the adhan in a very beautiful way.
Do you or your younger siblings listen to the kids show on the radio station?
Yes, I do. And my younger sibling...
And your younger sibling. And what do you like about the kids' show?
I like about the kids' show that it does a hadith in Arabic and English. We can participate in games, especially after the Mawlid where they talk about it. Like, Mana, I was on the Mawlid stage and I participated in the next day where they done the kids' show.
Yes, I do listen to the kids' show. Also, my younger sibling and my older sibling. And I love that it's very multicultural on the Mawlid. They tell you about the Eid Fair, they tell you about many other things happening. The kids' show is also a favourite part.
My whole family and I listen to the kids' show every day and I love how it's on the Eid Fair and every weekend and on Eid we get to hear the lovely voices of the children.
We're almost pretty much done. I only have one more question. And to bring this interview for an end today, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. Why do you think people donate money in charity, particularly in this month?
I say particularly in this month, they donate money for Ramadan so they can get rewards for Lillahi Ta'ala to support the Muslim community radio and to support other children that are dying from hunger.
People donate money in charity, particularly for this month, because to get rewards and to help the poor people, help the people that need something to help them.
People particularly donate money in this month of Ramadan for those families that don't get to eat any food.
People donate money Lillahi Ta'ala because it is a holy month and they want to get rewards and help poor people.
Well, Hadi, Samira, Avan and Omar, I'm really glad that you visited us at the radio station today. And thank you for speaking to me about the Alamana College Tuam FM fundraiser.
Thank you for having us. Ramadan, the opportunity of a lifetime.
Ramadan, Fursat Amar.
رمضان فرصة العمر ونور في مدى الدهر ويحكي رقة النهر ففيه ليلة القدر منير في أماسينا وبل يمحو مآسينا ويسري في مآقينا ومنه رونق الفجر زمان الصوم قد راقا وطيب البر قد ساقا وأضفى فيه إشراقا يحاكي لمعة البدر فكم قد شاقنا وله إليه شوقنا وله هلال فاغر فمه ويحكي بسمة الدر صلاة الليل مرقاة وللخيرات أوقات وتعلو فيه أصوات تناجي الله في السحر وكم آل وأصحابي وخلان وأحبابي وقد جاءوا بأسبابي لتسهو فرحة الفطر فبالإفطار أفراح وبالأذكار نرتاح وتسعد فيه أرواح من الإفطار للفجر ففيه بهجة المحيا وفي بركاته نحيا فزان الدار والحيا ومنه نفحة الزهر فعيني في مظاهره وقلبي في أواخره وعيدي من مفاخره وفجر العيد منتظري تألق في معانيه وأشرق من مبانيه تراه في مراميه دليل الأجر والصبر فأوله لنا عهد وأوسطه
Joining me today in the Tuam FM studios are the high school captains of Alamana College Liverpool campus. They're here to talk with me about a recent fundraiser that the school hosted. Firstly, I'd like to say Ramadan Mubarak to both of you, and it's wonderful to have you at the Tuam FM studios today.
Barakallahu fiki.
Ramadan Mubarak to you too.
To begin, if you can just introduce yourselves, so your full name and your role at the school at the moment.
My name is Yusuf Abdullah and I am the 2017 school captain of Alamana College.
And my name is Sarah Kahil and I am the 2017 school female captain of Alamana College.
Now, on Tuesday the 23rd of May, the school held a fundraiser. Can you tell us about the reason the school hosted this fundraiser?
The Muslim Community Radio serves the diverse Muslim community and we wanted to help our community because by helping our community, we are helping the wider Australian society.
We contributed to this fundraiser because it is very important as it will continue to serve the Muslim community and to help them expand and reach a larger group of people.
I heard also in regards to the fundraiser that the school managed to raise $1,050, mashallah. What were some of the activities that were held to help raise that money?
Well, what happened is that the teachers and the students had donated foods, a wide variety of foods. We had desserts, cupcakes, cakes, chocolate, vanilla, all the flavours you want, Krispy Kremes. And then ourselves, the students and the teachers, purchased these foods, and all this money was collected to be given to the Muslim Community Radio.
Well, it does sound like it was a very fun day for all of the students, and all this talk about food is making me a little hungry. So let's move on to the next question. What can you tell me about the overall organization of the event? So basically, who was responsible for organizing it, and what was that whole process like?
The school and the SRC both contributed collectively as a group to help fundraise for this cause. The SRC members worked together in setting up the tables, buying the food and sweets, and they also helped to serve the students, to which they purchased all the food and stuff.
Al-Amana College yearly organises different fundraisers, also for varying causes, such as, for example, the Westmead Children's Hospital and other events. And our most recent one was this fundraiser, the fundraiser initiated by Al-Amana College in dedication for this beautiful community radio, the Muslim Community Radio, to MFM.
You did mention that the school hosts a number of different fundraisers, whether that be the Westmead Children's Hospital one. Why do you think, as a school captain, it's important for the school to constantly be in touch with supporting community organisations?
Because we are part of this community. Every individual one of us forms this community, and we all have to contribute to make it a prosperous community. And that is why Al-Amana College contributes to all these diverse events and fundraisers to help this community grow as Australian citizens and as Australian organisations.
So coming back to the Muslim Community Radio itself, what is your perception of the role that 2MFM plays in the community?
One of the major roles of 2MFM is to bridge the gap between our community and the wider community. And the radio also assists to serve the Muslim community, which we do for the sake of Allah.
2MFM broadcasts for a very diverse community, and it has so many beneficial programs and even physical programs that it conducts outside the radio station. And it helps connect us to political figures, to hear about the current issues, and it discusses it, speaks about it, and it allows others to contribute. And to be able to hear those different perceptions, it is very insightful for us. And I believe that is a very great role that is in addition to its significance in spreading the moderate views on our religious knowledge and the correct image of Islam, which is being tarnished by many extremists or outside influences. And by serving our community, we are serving the country.
The whole purpose you're here is because the school hosted the fundraiser for 2MFM. We are currently in the month of Ramadan, so why do you think people donate money in charity, particularly in this month?
The fundraiser is done during the time of Ramadan, in which the good deeds are multiplied during this time period, which we all look forward to contributing towards this cause.
Well, particularly in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, Muslims all around the world are striving to increase the amount of good deeds they are doing, as it is in Ramadan that rewards are multiplied, and we want to gain more rewards, as Ramadan is an opportunity of a lifetime.
And to wrap up for today, we'll end on a bit of a personal note. What is something that you love hearing on the radio station?
I'm always delighted to be listening to the radio, and many of the shows on there are quite insightful. I think some of the most insightful for me are those ones who discuss current affairs and may speak to social or political figures, though I'm particularly drawn to the religious lessons that are presented by the Muslim Community Radio, as they are very insightful and beneficial, and I did learn a lot from 2MFM.
Well, there are many things that we love hearing on the radio station, especially when they have Quran recitations before the Adhan, as it reminds us of our culture, and it also connects us to our identity as Australian Muslims.
Well, Sarah and Yusuf, it's been a pleasure interviewing you about the Al-Amana College 2MFM fundraiser. I'd like to thank all the students, teachers and staff members at Al-Amana College who participated in this year's 2MFM fundraiser. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. And Sarah and Yusuf, I'd also like to thank you for visiting us today to give us the fundraiser money, which was collected by the school.
Thank you very much for having us today. We are glad that we had the opportunity to join the Muslim community, and I am sure we have enjoyed this opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Ramadan mawasim khayrati
وهدى صبري ومواساتي. رمضان أذان منتظر، رمضان أصالة عاداتي. رمضان معان مشرقة تروي تاريخ مسراتي. إطعام طعام عن كرم، صلة الأرحام عطاءاتي. رمضان مواسم خيراتي.
Dear listeners, you were just tuned in to the interviews with the primary and high school captains of Alamana College, Liverpool campus. The school principal, Mr. Ayman Adwan, and the school captains visited the Muslim Community Radio for the Czech presentation, and they were also taken on a tour of the radio station. The interviews which we just heard were conducted with the students on the day that they visited. And apart from the interviews, I also have some audio clips from the actual fundraiser that was held at the school. And we'll have a listen to some of these right now. They include some words from one of the teachers who organizes the SRC events for the school, and also some comments by the students themselves. Let's have a listen.
I have with me Mrs. Alterio of Alamana College, Liverpool campus. Hi, Mrs. Alterio. What's your role at the school?
I am the SRC coordinator at Alamana College.
What does that represent?
The SRC is the Student Representative Council. They're responsible for leadership within the school.
And what has the SRC organised at school here today?
The SRC has organised a fundraiser to raise money for our community radio to MFM. Students have kindly donated cakes and sweets to sell. All proceeds are going to 2MFM.
What a great community initiative. Thank you, Mrs. Alterio. Hi, boys. What are your names?
Adam.
Ala.
Omar.
And what school do you go to?
Alamana College, Liverpool.
Could you tell me a little bit about what your school's doing today?
Today we are, parents are getting cakes and we are donating money to radio station to raise money for them.
And how will that help them?
By giving them money to buy a shirt to MFM and helping the community.
And what do you like about the station?
I like the games, like how they have the letters, how they start with different letters. And they have to say a word in 1 minute. So then they get points.
Is that on the kids' show?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, boys. Who do I have with me here?
Mom Hussein.
Bassam Sadiq.
Mustafa Chama.
And what school do you go to, boys?
Alamana College, Liverpool.
And what's your school doing here today?
A 2MFM fundraiser.
What's that about?
It's about raising money for the 2MFM so they could get more activities.
What do you like about 2MFM?
They teach you religion.
They say the Maghrib Adhan when you have to eat when you're fasting.
They teach you how to recite Quran.
And do you listen to the kids' show?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
The kids show, they have activities such as you have to, they give you a letter and you have to make words out of it, and you're only allowed to make words out of it, and they make you say hadith and such more activities.
Great work, boys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, boys. What are your names?
Hussein.
Adam.
Adam El-Muslim.
And what's your favourite radio station?
2MFM.
Why do you like 2MFM, Adam?
Because I like about it that it's a Muslim community radio, and they perform kids' shows, which is, that's what's nice about it.
And Hussein, what do you like about it?
They ask us a variety of questions in each subject.
And you, Adam?
I like that it's a Muslim community radio and that they raise money.
Okay. And what are you doing here at school today?
We're doing a fundraiser.
And why are we doing that, Adam?
So we can help the community radio so they can run it and make it better.
Thank you, boys.
Mm-hmm. Dear listeners, those were the comments from the 2MFM fundraiser, which was held at Alamana College, Liverpool campus. Those were some of the students, and we did hear from one of the teachers. And prior to all these comments, we also heard some interviews with the high school and primary school captains of the school itself. We do again say thank you to the contributions of the parents, the teachers, and the staff members and students of Alamana College. It is greatly appreciated. And we look forward to the next event which you host, inshallah.